Introduce the next speaker, and that's me. And my name is Gail Hansen, and I'm from the University of Florida. And today I want to talk about the perception and use of Florida-friendly landscapes and between two different groups, homeowners and people who are members of a homeowner association board. And if you're not familiar with Florida-friendly landscapes, it's a statewide program. And it is funded by the Department of Environmental Protection, and it's housed in the Environmental Horticulture Department at the University of Florida. And a Florida-friendly landscape basically is an environmentally friendly landscape that conserves water by planting the right plant in the right place, and it also protects the environment by using best management practices. And we know from comments that we have gotten in the state office at the university there that there is a problem that we have, and that is that the homeowners don't always agree with the HOA board members on what a Florida-friendly landscape is. And so we believe that that's because they have different perceptions of this type of landscape. So our research activity that we conducted was to document the perceptions of a Florida-friendly landscape between these two different groups. And the reason why is we needed to find out where do they agree and where they disagree? Where do they have similarities and differences? And we hope to use this information to help us to develop Florida-friendly landscape codes for different communities and also for education and training for the Florida-friendly program. So the behavior that we're trying to change here is to get people to accept and use Florida-friendly landscapes. And we decided that we needed to take a social marketing approach to this behavior change. And if you're not familiar with social marketing, it's basically developing a program and implementing it where you're trying to get a group of people to change their behavior, to accept a social idea or some sort of practice. And in our case, the behavior change that we wanted them to make was to use Florida-friendly landscapes so that we would have a more positive environmental change. So we know the behavior that we want to promote, and that's using a Florida-friendly landscape, but we weren't real sure about what factors affect the people's willingness to adopt it. And we need to know that because we need to know what strategies we can come up with for our social marketing program. And basically what we want to do is we want to find out what are the barriers. We want to try to reduce those barriers, and we want to make sure that people understand that there's benefits to using a Florida-friendly landscape. So the methods that you usually do for social marketing include using focus groups or doing interviews or doing surveys. And we chose to use focus groups. And what we had was three different communities, and in those communities we had one group of homeowners and another group of HOA board members. We had about 6 to 10 people in each of the groups. We sat down with them, met with them separately. We had a script with questions, so we had the same questions for each group. And we had a moderator to keep track of the time and just keep track of the participants. And one of the beauties of doing a focus group is that when these participants respond to each other, we start to really see the difference between where they agree and where they disagree. And so we recorded these sessions and we transcribed them. And we analyzed the data using the MaxQDA software program. So these are just a sample of four of the, I believe, 12 questions that we asked in the focus groups. We really wanted to know from the people if they understood how their yard might affect water quality, how important was it for them to have turf, and how important they thought it was for their neighbors to have turf. We want to know if the HOA actually encouraged environmentally friendly landscaping. And we also needed to know if they had ever even heard of the term Florida friendly, and if they had, what did it mean to them? And the images that you see on the side, we also showed them 9 different photographs of Florida friendly landscapes. And these are 3 of them, and we just asked them to tell us what they thought about these landscapes when they looked at the photos. So our results showed that we had 4 different themes around which the conversation usually revolved. And one of them was aesthetics, and that was the look or the appeal of the landscape. Also, the environment, so water quality, and in particular wildlife habitat was important to both groups. The social and cultural issues actually were very important. Mostly concerned with fitting in with the neighbors, and what was the role of the HOA as far as regulations for landscapes? And also education, the need for more education, actually. So if we look at each of these different groups and we look at the board members and the residents, regarding aesthetics, the board members thought aesthetics was much more important than environmental issues. And the reason why was because of home value. And they also thought that it was really important to have more turf, because more turf equals greater home value. They were really concerned that the Florida-friendly landscapes wouldn't be aesthetically pleasing. And the other big concern was that everybody's yard should fit in with the neighbor, with the community. And so they were looking to have cohesion in the look of their community. The residents, on the other hand, they actually thought that aesthetics and environment were equally important. They actually even wanted to deviate a little bit from the Florida-friendly landscapes and put more annuals and edibles in their yard. They're open to turf alternatives, okay with a more natural aesthetic. I think that's probably because many of them struggled to get turf to grow sometimes in their yards, and they were just had it with that. They also felt that the Florida-friendly could be many different styles, so it would appeal to a lot of different people. So for both groups, neither of them likes stones or weeds. And so this bottom photo here shows a picture of a Florida-friendly landscape that a homeowner sent to the state office and said, look, here's my nice Florida-friendly landscape, which it is not. Too many stones there. Both of them agreed that the HOA should have some voice in the approval of a landscape because they want to make sure, again, for that cohesive look. The other thing was that many people agreed that this was an emotional thing because our homes are big investments. And then also, both groups said they had difficulty in visualizing what a Florida-friendly landscape actually looked like. So the highlighted points in blue are the ones that the Florida-friendly program really needs to pay attention to in their educational process. So when it came to the environment, the board members actually agreed that Florida-friendly was environmentally friendly, but they were concerned that the plants were invasive. So this was a little curious because that's not true, so that's misinformation there. The residents said, you know, we can use a little bit of stones, but the reason why we think that's okay is because it uses less water and it's less maintenance. And some people might be on a budget. But they thought that the Florida-friendly landscape, or the plants, even though they were drought-resistant, had to be all native. And that's not true. And so that's another misinformation there. And both of them did not like nuisance wildlife. So anything that made a mess of their yard or was scary, didn't like. But they did like birds and butterflies. So this presents a challenge because you can't have both. And let's see, they were also both of them identified Florida-friendly with water conservation. On the cultural and social issues, the HOA board members had a very narrow idea of what was acceptable, and they felt that if they had a Florida-friendly yard, it'd be very difficult to monitor it, and concerned that newcomers didn't know what a Florida-friendly yard was. The residents were more willing to be different, but not too different. And they also felt that they were already inconsistent, and that is the HOA board was inconsistent when they enforced the regulations. So, and this led to distrust or disrespect for the board members. And so this is an issue if the board members think it's more difficult to monitor. Both of them said that there is a lot of positive value to a Florida-friendly landscape. And both of them agreed that there was some value to having landscape regulations that were codified. And in education, both of them agreed that there was a need for more education, especially for the newcomers. The board members said that the UF Extension program does do a good job of handing out Florida-friendly information. But the residents actually got a lot of their information from the Master Gardeners. They thought they were a great resource. Both of them wanted to learn more about Florida-friendly landscapes. So we came up with some key points for each of these different groups. For the Florida-friendly program, we thought that some things they could do under aesthetics is they really need to produce some more material that has photographs that show that a Florida-friendly landscape can be a very traditional style and it can fit in with the other landscapes. Under environmental, we need to show that a Florida-friendly landscape actually does save water, and we're working on that right now. We have some research plots that we are actually tracking water use. Since on the cultural side, both of them see value in regulations, we are thinking that the Florida-friendly program might be able to show some of their principles in measurable ways. And that way there would be more consistent enforcement. So we have to think about maybe rewriting or rewording some of the principles possibly. And for education, target the newcomers because they tend to just do what they know and they need more information. And then for the HOA board members, we also had some suggestions. And under aesthetics is to loosen up a little bit and accept a greater variety of styles in the landscape and show some people some more images of what they will accept. Under environmental, again, we said, you know, come on, guys, you got to loosen up a little bit and allow some turf grass, I mean some ground cover where the turf grass won't grow because many of the residents complained that they had to replant their turf sometimes two or three times a year because of the struggle to get it to grow. Under cultural, we said try to do more community building strategies like planting all of your common area with a Florida-friendly landscape so that you can promote it more. Also, a little bit more incentive and a little bit less on the punishment side, like fining people. And some people say that it takes two or three years sometimes to change their yard over from a traditional yard to a Florida-friendly. So be patient with them. Allow them some time to transition their yard and maybe put a work-in-progress sign up. And under education, we thought that they could include a plant palette on in their regulations that would show plants that they suggest could be used by the homeowners. So in conclusion, what we are trying to do here is not only get people to change a behavior and use a Florida-friendly landscape, but we'd also like to use this information to help the HOA boards write better landscape codes. We'd also like to use it for the Florida-friendly program to write some better educational material. And we plan to do some further research, perhaps some surveys, so we're going to use this as a starting point for some more surveys. Any questions? Liz.
So Gail, what was the, do you have agents on folks that were not HOA? Like, can you call an
age group? Most of the communities that we worked in did have a fair number of retired people, because that's pretty common in Florida. So I would say, gosh, I don't know, Laura, you might also have a comment on this, 50 to 70-year-olds, somewhere in that age range. We had some younger ones, too, and it was about the same, I think, for both the HOA board members and the homeowners.
Okay, because I just did some follow-up that segued to you, and we showed photos, and it was all HOA only, and those guys... They were all FFL style landscapes.